And another thing, you're listening to KPCRadio.com. I'm James. Thanks for joining me today. Robert's not with me here today. He has school obligations, so it's just going to be me ranting today. So we're going to talk about sports. I'm just kidding. He would totally kill me if I talked about sports while he wasn't here. No, we're going to talk about the government shutdown, of course, because what else is going on in the world, right? The government shuts down in the United States. That means the whole world shuts down, right? No, I'm just kidding. Only Americans think that. The rest of the world is laughing at us. But we'll get to that in a second. First, I want to start off pretty light. Because I just got to tell this because it freaked me out. And also, before I get into the ring, I don't want to just bombard you with my opinions right away. So the other night, I'm alone because my wife's out of town. And so I'm sleeping, or I'm getting ready for bed, and it's pretty late. Like 1 or 2 in the morning, probably closer to 2. And I haven't been going to bed that late lately. And so I do my checks, I lock the doors, you know, I make sure all the pets are secure, open the window, getting all nice in the bed, getting comfy, and then lay down, it's nice, and I'm alone. And then suddenly, click, the light on the lizard cage, we have a pet gecko, just turns on. And so I'm laying there in bed, and I'm looking into the living room. I can't see the cage, but because of this, the light on the cage, there's this eerie glow all over the living room, there's shadows everywhere, and I'm starting to freak out a little bit. And so I'm just laying there wondering, is there someone in the house? I know there's no one in the house. I know there's no way you could hide in this apartment because it's one room, one bedroom, one living room, and 500 square feet of nothingness crammed with, you know, books and bikes and pets. There's nowhere to hide. So I'm kind of freaking out about that. I know there's no one in there. So, but I'm laying there for like 10 minutes wondering, should I get up? Am I going to get murdered? And eventually I walk out there, you know, like, ready to, like, pounce on whatever's ready to pounce on me. Like an idiot, I probably look pretty stupid. Probably would have been hilarious to have night vision on me at that point. And so I finally turn all the lights on. Obviously, I turn the lights on first and scare the monsters back under their beds. And then I get to the cage, and it's on a timer, which doesn't make sense to me. Why did it turn on? The time wasn't there yet to turn on or off. And it's one of those timers that has a dial, an analog dial, that you push down pins on certain times around the circle so that when it hits that time, it clicks on or off. And I noticed it was pushed down at 2 a.m., and I realized the cat had stepped on it probably days or weeks before because I haven't been up at that time yet. So the cat stepped on it and made it so it turns on at 2 and, like, turned off at 2:30 or 3 o'clock. So for an hour every night, it has been turning on. And it freaked me the hell out, so I just wanted to share, because I just thought it was funny. If you own cats or pets or something like that, you'll know that's really funny. If not, then you probably think I'm an idiot. Well, to make you even feel that more, now we'll dive right into the politics, and we'll get right into it. All right, we're going to talk about the shutdown, which, first of all, just saying that itself is kind of unreal. The government shut down. It's not like the light on the cage, right? There's not a timer there. There's not a switch. You think of the government being the government. Sure, the post office doesn't run on Sunday, and it's not open 24/7. But the government is still there behind it, right? And so just to say the phrase the government shut down, it makes me think, like, what did the country shut down? Are we not letting people in? Or did we turn off the electric grid? And well, it's not that serious. It's still pretty serious. Now, I am going to bring up sports a little bit just to kind of tease Robert, but it did make me think of this. Baseball players, I've always joked with my brother, he's a minor league player, I always said they have it pretty easy. Because a 300 average, and you're pretty good for a baseball player. And I always joked, that's less than a third. What other job has a performance record where if you're batting, you know, 30%, you're doing awesome? I mean, imagine if I did 30%, I was a programmer, imagine 30% of my programs ran. You know, that would be ridiculous, right? Imagine teachers if only 30% of their students passed. Imagine a pilot. You get what I'm saying here. 30%, and that's good? That's crazy. All right, now let's look at the congressman. This year, 2013, there's a whopping 120 legislative days on the docket. There are 4 whole months this year where they come in 5 days or less. 2 of them, I don't think they come in at all. These are the guys running our country? What the hell? But you might say, hey, that's 44% of how much you have to work if you do typical 5 days a week. That's better than baseball players, right? No. I actually like baseball. I give baseball players more credit than that. That's 30% in performance. They have to show up to 100% of their games, or try to. You know what I mean? They have to play the game. congressmen are already at 44% of what you do, and that's just what they're expected to show up for. That's not their performance. So if they had the 30% performance on top of the 44% attendance rate, they're doing 1/6 the work you're doing. So that's what you should think about when you think of these congressmen who shut down the government and shut down all these other programs. If you do a full day work, 8 hours, a congressman put in a good hour and 20 minutes, probably just the hour because, you need a break after all that. That's too tiring to be a millionaire up there. So the problem here is that they don't work at all. And yet they're shutting down the government. I mean, do they think that they want a vacation too? And they're millionaires. They can take the vacation, right? They don't understand that when they fired these 800,000 people, they don't have a paycheck coming in at all. These are people, working class people. Not everyone in the government is a millionaire like a congressman. So they fire, they didn't fire, they call it furloughed, but when you're sent home without pay, in this economy, I consider it fired, because a lot of these people, they can't just sit around waiting while the congressmen are twiddling their thumbs and wiping their butts with $100 bills on their vacation. They got to get that money to come in there. So for all intents and purposes, I believe they're fired, and they're probably looking for work, which makes you wonder who's going to come back when the government does turn on again anyway. How many of those people are going to come back, and how many already found another job? Of course, if they found another job, they probably deserve that job anyway, because that's a miracle in itself in this country, and how sad is that? So maybe that's another reason they shut down the government, because they knew there wouldn't be another job for them to find anyway. So that whole attendance thing always drove me nuts. I mean, I would love to be a congressman, just 120 days a year, and they tell you, well, they're campaigning, and they're coming back home, and they're... No, they're not. If they were campaigning and listening to their constituents in town hall, they wouldn't have shut down the government, because 70% of Americans think that their government should not have been shut down, even to delay Obamacare. They have a 17% approval rating. It's not that much higher for congressmen in general. And that's what drives me nuts. If I didn't go to school, one-fourth of the time, I'd probably fail all my classes. But there's no dean, there's no principal walking the halls of Congress making sure everyone does their job. They don't have to go. And when they do go, they're technically not required to actually work. They don't have to make speeches. They don't even have to vote. They can actually just abstain from any vote they want. They don't because their donors tell them not to. And not to mark myself too much as a liberal, but I am. We all know it's the Republicans' fault, right? I mean, no one's really trying to hide that fact. Oh, except the Republicans, Fox News, they're trying to hide that fact. And I'm sick of that, too. They blame the Democrats for all the problems they cause. Like, they literally blackmailed the country in the last few months. They said, we're not going to pass a budget unless you take out Obamacare. Those are two. One, I don't like the fact that bills can have more than one issue on them at all. If you're going to vote for a issue, you should vote for a issue. All these riders and pork spending, that's BS. I mean, you vote for an issue, you vote for that issue. Just because I want to fund an orphanage over there doesn't mean I have to take a rider that says we set up a nuclear toxic waste plant somewhere in the middle of Chicago or whatever, but that's how it works. You put stuff they don't want onto a bill they do want, so they're forced to do it. Blackmail happens all the time in Congress, and it's legal. That blows my mind. And that's what they did here. They said, either you take away Obamacare or we're firing 800,000 people. And then they have the gall to blame the Democrats for not just sitting down to discuss. Well, I'm sorry, you don't have to sit down to discuss that. If I have a gun put to my face in an alleyway and he says, give me your wallet, I'm going to shoot you, later when the guy's getting prosecuted because, I would have punched his face inside out, he can't say, well, he didn't actually give me the wallet, so I had to shoot him. It's his fault for not. No, that's not how it works. So, yeah, I would actually compare the government shutdown to a crime. But to keep it on a lighter note, it's not just a crime. It's just not them working, right? Their job was to pass a budget. Their job was to keep the government running. A budget was not passed. The government shut down. There's no, and they get a vacation for that. They're off for the next 3 months. And supposedly they're doing their job. That's what they're paid to do, $170,000 a year. Oh, that's right, they're millionaires. They don't actually care about their salary. They only care about their donors. So that's the point I'm trying to make. They didn't do their job. They should be fired, not furloughed like the other 800,000 people these so-called job creators fired. They should be fired. they lost their jobs. They don't get to run. In fact, not only do they not get to run next year, they should just be immediately just taken away, and we should have special elections this year. Next month is November. We should have a special election. Anyone who votes for a Republican next year would just blow my mind. They shut down the government, and you want to send them back to not work? I wouldn't even vote for a Democrat at this point. I was going to say this at the end, but let me just do that because I was reading a webcomic. I love webcomics. They're great, especially since I don't buy papers, so I got to get my comics somewhere. And it's called Scenes from a Multiverse, in case you want to look it up. But there was just one quote where it was so funny how he described Congress. He said, Congress is mainly filled with delusional sociopaths and weak-spined hippies. And aside from it being really funny in the context of the comic, is I think, pretty accurate. One, you have the delusional sociopaths, who are the Republicans, who are blackmailing us, blaming us for it, and thinking they're doing the will of God. And you know that's what they're thinking, because I don't have to speculate on that, because they're saying it literally all the time, especially during campaigns. And then you have the weak-spined hippies, who, one, let them do it, two, don't beat them back in the press by saying this is blackmail. You say it right out. Have the president come in there and smack someone, you know, smack Boehner right in the face. You're blackmailing us, and this is no good. So that's how I think of Congress. So that makes me a little bit more unbiased, right? Because I don't just hate Republicans. I hate Democrats, too. But don't worry, I hate the Republicans. And what more can we say of them? Oh, geez. Where to go next? These Republicans, they're the ones who I said are the job creators. And they're the ones always rooting for the job creators, right? And where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? Never mind the economy has slowly been gaining jobs since 2008, but, you know, they don't care about facts. Now they essentially fired the 800,000 people. They don't bat an eye. And also, they blame it on the Democrats, whilst they also... All right, this is also what gets me. Those newly unemployed people, they have no idea how they're going to pay their bills, like I said. They're working class. They're not millionaires like congressmen. But maybe they'll get some wealth... Well, hopefully they'll still have their Oh, that's right. The Republicans, when they bother to show up for work, they gutted the welfare programs too. Not completely, but you better believe that most of these 800,000 people probably won't be able to get welfare, at least not right away. And I'm going to guess they're going to need it because it is week two we're in right now, and I don't really see any Republicans. In fact, they're only getting more fervent about how much they love the shutdown, so good for them. All right. So to remove focus from their... either A, complete inability to run a country, or B, their actual efforts to screw the American people, Republicans have to focus attention elsewhere. That's what they do. Like when the economy was crumbling and suddenly gay marriage became item number one on their very short agenda. And now, we have vets at parks. What? Yep, that's the major issue Republicans are making on the news. Veterans who can't get into public memorials because they're closed. Because the Republicans closed them. What? On Fox, so you know it's good, Tucker Carlson, one of those morons with the fancy suit and slick hair and no brains, goes on a little rant about how much does it cost to run a park anyway? Why do we have to lock out the veterans from these memorials? It costs nothing to keep a park open. It's just open land or a building, an empty building. How utterly oblivious and stupid can a person be? Does he honestly think that a memorial or a park is built and then just magically maintains itself? No, I don't actually think he's that stupid. But he apparently thinks that his audience is. All the while, he's spitting on the jobs of janitors, groundskeepers, security, you name it. That goes into maintaining our parks and memorials. There's a lot that goes into there, right? First, the groundkeepers, they have to mow the lawns because I've seen lawns where you don't mow them for at least a week and they turn into jungles. There are all the technicians, such as electricians, masons, carpenters, because, you know, the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Memorial, all these types of parks, they're I think the Washington Memorial is going to be like 200 years old soon. Maybe funded, I don't think it was completed till the 1860s, but I think it was started in the early 1800s. So that's going to be almost 200 years old. It's not going to be there forever. And it already has a giant crack in it because of the earthquake that was in D.C. a few years ago. So maybe it's not a giant crack, but any crack in a building that's made of just a pile of blocks kind of scares me. I don't know if I'd want to go up into it. No, I would. That'd be kind of cool. But I can't right now, right? So they just don't stand there for all time. If you didn't maintain these parks, they would crumble really quick enough that you would do a double take. So So he's actually insulting all those people who maintain the parks, while at the same time, what is he doing? Oh, he's padding to the audience, right? He's saying the vets are the best because he knows that's his base. You know, the older, conservative, war-type people, and I hate to say war-type people because then I'll get in trouble, right? Making fun of the greatest generation, because Bill Maher got into trouble with that on right-wing blogs for criticizing vets for not being that smart. Because he was saying that while they're yelling at the park, because there was a Republican literally yelling at a park security person. I don't know if they're considered park rangers because it was at the in the mall, you know, like the Lincoln Memorial or the World War II Memorial, I think. He's yelling at her, "This is a shame. You should be ashamed. Why are you not letting these vets in?" The whole time the ranger security person is going, "Well, it's my job. I can't do that." And some people are yelling, "You told her not to do it. You've literally told her to close the parks." And then he's saying, the Republican turns around to the vets, "Can you believe this? Can you believe they're not letting you in?" And the vets are all going, "Oh, yeah, I mean, this is horrible. You know, liberals, Democrats, blah, blah, blah. I'm a vet." And so he says they're kind of, Bill Maher does, says, "You can't, they're the greatest generation, but no one said they're the smartest generation." That was his actual line. And you can't fault them too much because they're literally agreeing with the person who put them in the problem to begin with. It's as if the Republicans dug a ditch, pushed a veteran in, and then quickly handed a shovel to a Democrat who's confused, "Why did you give me a shovel?" And then are going, "Look at that Democrat who put you in the pit." And the vet's going, "Oh yeah, Democrats always pushing us in pits. It's horrible." So you can't really blame them that much. And what was the other one? Oh, Louis Gohmert. That was another one. Texas congressman has the gall to say Democrat. Obama also, even though the Democrats in the Congress are the ones who technically didn't pass the bill, but they always throw Obama in there. Why not throw him on there? He's insulting the veterans. He gets on the air, and he's not the only one, like I said. There was the other guy yelling at the park ranger. And they say, "Oh, the veterans, they can't get into the memorial. They're the ones who shut it down," but that's not all. They stand with the vets, get them riled up and angry, and then the Republicans are locked out to begin with. What else? Not to mention, they shoot down every provision that comes through the House that's benefiting vets. Louis Gohmert is saying, "Oh, they're insulting the vets." And then when he did bother to show up, right, out of those 120 days, they would vote against bills such as housing for homeless vets and health care for aging veterans and even supplies and armor and things like that for vets who are not vets. They're actually in the army right now. So with one hand, Republicans patting you on the shoulder, going, "It's okay, those Democrats." And in the other, they're taking a bribe to knee them in the nuts. And the whole time the vets are going, yep, that's awesome. Not all of them, of course, not all of them, but just the ones they put on TV, but then they're the reason they're the ones on TV, right? Fox knows where to point the camera. All right, I'm going to say one more thing about Republicans, because this just happened this weekend, so I figured I'd throw this in. There's a Republican convention, it was in Anaheim, I believe, and there were buttons on sale at some booth. I don't know if you guys go to conventions, but that's the kind of thing. You know, there's a main event, a speaker. It's kind of like Comic-Con, right? There's main events you pay to go see, and then there's booths set around everywhere where they want to sell things. And, you know, buttons are one of those things, you know, you do for politics. You wear a button that says, "I love Obama, change," and, you know, whatever Republicans say. Oh, but this is what Republicans say. That's right. It said on this button, "KFC Hillary Special, two fat thighs, two small breasts, left wing." Do Democrats sometimes call Republicans stupid? Yeah, I know I do. Do they mock their beliefs? Yeah, I do that too. Is there trashing on both sides? Yeah, but here's a defense of it. Republicans can be, and very often are, very stupid. So are Democrats, don't worry about that fact. Their beliefs are not only demonstrably false, but antithetical to the American way, such as shutting down the government. It's also antithetical to the freedom they supposedly love, such as saying the vets are so important while taking away some of their benefits. So when I, as a liberal, mock conservatives, true, it's crass, but at least I'm mocking their ideas. How pathetic do you have to be to call the other guy ugly? I wonder what was their next bestseller on that button. Obama is a poo-poo head? There's no idea there, right? Call me stupid. You know, get on my Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/anotherthing.kpcr, like and share. Get on my Facebook page, tell me I'm stupid, tell me my ideas are terrible, and let me know I'm talking to an adult who's thinking at least. Because you need to be, minimally at least, thinking to insult ideas, right? I think so. So when you mock my looks, one, do you not own mirrors? Mitch McConnell looks like the melting face at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And two, grow up. Oh, I hear you're already saying, hypocrite, you just called a Republican senator ugly. Hey, assault and battery is illegal. You know what's not? Self-defense. If you don't get that analogy, you might just be a conservative. All right, my time's coming to a close soon, so what else can I say about the shutdown? I really want to bang home that they're not doing their job, and that's not something I really see much on the news. Most, like I said, you can't go to the conservative news like Fox, because they don't know. They just talk about, you know, the vets. But even on, like, CNN, maybe Rachel Maddow talks about it a few times, and they just, they're not doing their job. You have to fire them when they're not doing their job. And this goes back to another issue I talk about a lot. And this goes for everyone. This is not a Republican thing. That's why I'm doing this at the end. One term. Term limits. We need term limits. You cannot have someone who's a career politician and trust them. How much can you trust someone to know what the American people need when they've literally spent 40 years or more in Congress, in Washington, D.C.? It's a nice city, but, you know, it's not the place to be if you want to know how people in California, Oregon, Nebraska, Florida, and even New York are actually what they need, which is obvious considering every action taken by Congress goes against the American people. Whether it's Democrats and Republicans ganging up together to shoot, to put some, what was that, 9/11 Act, the Patriot Act. You know, they both did that when no one wanted that. So you have, and they're always going against the will of the people. So you got to get career politicians out of there. That's what I really want to hit home. One-term limit. And so if we fire all the Republicans and the Democrats, get rid of them too. They didn't do anything. They're the ones going on vacation 3 months a year, right? 4 months a year almost. You know, get them all out of there. Next year we got to vote. And no incumbents. None. If I see that on the ballot when I go in next year, and it says incumbent, I'm automatically not going to vote them. I don't vote for Republican or Democrat anyway. I vote green. So now people, when they say, hey, a green vote's a wasted vote, I'll say, really? How is that shutdown government working for you with your Republican / Democrat vote? Ah, I got something for you guys now, you bad words, you. All right. So that's what I want to hit home. One-term limits. Public service, as envisioned by the Founding Fathers, was supposed to be something a regular guy does. He does his service, passes the bills, you know, does something better for his community, and then lets it go. Sure, they give him $170,000 a year to do it, but the millionaires are in there now, and they're in there for decades, and you literally just, you can't control them. And it sounds horrible. Why do you want to control congressmen? It's not so much about control, I guess, as influence. That's the better word I should use. We can't influence them anymore, because they take money from corporations and their private donors. Sometimes you don't even know who they are because of the way the donations work now. And so they don't listen to their actual constituents, which just drives me nuts. Because technically, and this is why I say they can be fired, they are public servants. Their job is to work for us. We hire them. People forget that. An election isn't a beauty contest. And that's what they try to make it into in the news, is a beauty contest. But it's a hiring. It's a hiring. It's an interview. You're going to hire this person. You're going to make them do a job, and they want the job, supposedly. So what do you do when you don't do a job? You get fired. Well, hopefully you try to do the job, but they're not even doing that. They're just pointing the fingers. Like, that's another reason I say get the Democrats out of there, too. They're technically kind of jumping in with this, pointing the fingers. Well, they said this. Well, just get on the air and said, hey, they blackmailed. Point blank. Just say, hey, we had a bill. There, we had a budget. The government would be open. We had it in our hands. They said, wah, 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 no. So, all right, I guess I got a little biased again. So, that's it for my time today. Thank you for listening. This episode's Tweet of the Week is appropriate for Republicans. When I was your age, pickup trucks didn't have a backseat. All right, you can follow me at James2012 on Twitter. Don't forget to like and share on Facebook. You've been listening to KPCRadio.com. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.